Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am 24. This is my podcast, 24's podcast. Back once again on a nice Sunday afternoon during women's basketball NCAA tournament. Caitlin Clark, South Carolina, going at it. 3 o'clock afternoon. But today, we have some music matters to discuss. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter absolutely going bananas last week. We'll talk about it. As well as the absolutely pathetic attempt by an overrated rapper to come after one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rappers of all time, in obviously Kendrick Lamar. We will talk about that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, all that and much, much more coming up right here on 24's podcast. Honestly, you know what? I'll talk about it more on Monday. Not really a huge wrestling guy. Didn't watch it as a kid. Still really haven't watched it that much as an adult. But let me tell you something. Wrestling has had this really weird new resurgence over the last, I don't know, year or two. Really year. And it's kind of been heralded by Cody Rhodes and kind of his whole dynamic and how he's now a fan favorite. I'm not going to lie to you. Couple of months ago, I mean, everybody knew it. Everybody saw it. The whole Cody Rhodes thing, finishing his story because he, of course, was supposed to challenge Roman Reigns, the current defending Universal Heavyweight of the champion of the universe. What is it? Universe champion of the world? That's a bit confusing, but all right. But he was supposed to challenge Roman Reigns. Instead, infamously, he does not. I think he challenged Seth Rollins instead or something like that. I don't know. The storyline was boring. But instead, he essentially concedes the challenge to Roman Reigns to The Rock. The Rock accepts. Rock, Roman Reigns are supposed to headline WrestleMania literally today. Everyone just essentially was like, that's terrible, that's garbage. And then, of course, the WWE changed that from from The Rock challenging Roman Reigns back to Cody Rhodes. And, of course, The Rock essentially becomes, weirdly enough, one of the best antagonists I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, technically, he already was one. They call it a heel versus, what is it? A babyface versus a heel. They already did that. They already rolled with Rock decades ago with that narrative. But this one, this version of The Rock as a heel is so much better than it once was, at least in my opinion. And it's been awesome, 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 awesome entertainment. Awesome entertainment. And that was his walkout song that he walked out to a tag team match with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, which of course they would win. Roman Reigns and of course Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But I was like, hey, it was still pretty fun. Still pretty fun match. I gotta do some homework. I literally have a midterm to do. I have some some other stuff to do as well. I have a lot of homework and I have to study for a test, and I cannot study for a test all in one night. I can't study. I haven't done anything all weekend. That's a lie. I've done work. I've done assignments. I just have not been able to do all of the work that I've wanted to do, partially because I've been mega, mega fucking tired. But also at the exact same time, I also I also just didn't have great internet, so I couldn't do some of my assignments. And then I had to help a relative out with something major over, like, over multiple hours last night. Like, it took 2 hours to finish. And then by the time I realized it, it was like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, let me get a couple of hours of sleep. Obviously, that's a lie. I slept until like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I've been up since pretty much every... I've been up since like 8 o'clock or something like that. I was like, just let me get my full on sleep. God, man, last night was fucking brutal. Jesus Christ. I don't know what I had, but I had like some form of food poisoning or something. Jesus Christ, it was brutal last night. But no, I'm back. I'm back. We're here to discuss Beyonce. We're here to discuss J. Cole's horrific diss track to Kendrick Lamar as well. You know what? A lot of great stuff happening for me recently. Talked about it. Absolutely slam dunk. Last test. Let me turn up the AC. Hold on.
It's not hot in here. It's just the AC will just continuously blow air in here trying to keep the room cool. Cool, crisp, 70 degrees. I'm not someone who's like, I want it to be 60-something degrees and I'm just shivering in the cold. But Jesus Christ, I don't want it to be 80 degrees in here. And every single day, like this week, I've had to open up a window to try and get some air in here. Anyways. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was talking about this week. So this week, great stuff happened. Scored a 90 on my test. 95! Almost perfection on my last test. Have one more test to go practically in every single class. Most of them are kind of like end of semester tests. And then I got my final. So technically speaking, for the majority of all classes, I have two tests. In one class, I have three tests. You know what pisses me off about this one class? Again, it's essentially world history. I had to write eight fucking pages. For a research assignment. Not even for a research assignment, but for a fucking group project. Eight fucking pages. For a research assignment, for a group project that I had to do by myself. Then I had to write 4 pages for a research assignment as well. And I don't even think I have that grade yet. Let me check. I'm pretty sure I don't. I was like, I turned that paper in. I turned it in and I asked my professor. I was like, yo, professor, when am I going to get my grade for that assignment? That, what is it? That group project that I did that I spent like mondo amounts of time on, that project. You know what I mean? When am I going to get a grade back for that? And she was like, I will give you a grade back for that in X amount of time or whatever. And it's like, Or she said she was taking a long time to grade it or something like that. And it's like, yeah, I turned that paper in a month ago! I turned it in on March 6th. It is April 7th. I'm like, you had spring break. I mean, she also has a lot of classes. I understand that. But I'm like, you have a month to grade it. I am literally on to a new unit. Why is this not graded? Why? I want it graded so that way I can know my grade and I can know my status and things of that nature. I probably did very well on it. But again, right? It's so weird. I have the most assignments in that fucking class. The most assignments, the longest assignments in this fucking class. And also, it never stops. It's like most of my classes have like waved the white flag. They're like, we're done. Like huge assignments, we're done. This is the final month before finals. Really, I take finals in like 3 weeks and then I'm done. But they're like, final weeks of class, for the most part, guess what? We're done. No more major assignments. I have a major assignment, I have a test on Tuesday, and I have another test as well, and I have finals in this class without still having my paper due. Or not due, but graded yet. I'm like, what is going on here? What is going on? And it's like I have a midterm in my online class that I didn't do yesterday. Usually I do my online class like literally days before it's due. I never do it now, like on Sundays. This is like the only time that I'm about to have to do it. I'm literally going to have to log off. Not log off. Jesus Christ, that sounds old. But I'm literally going to, like, after this podcast is over with, I'm going to just do all of my online classes work. And then it's like start prep on another class, and just, it's just so disgusting. So disgusting. But yeah, a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do today and tomorrow, to be honest with you. It's like, even though this weekend was super productive, it was just, I didn't get enough stuff done yesterday or Friday or even Thursday. I just pretty much rested. I even talked about it, sorry, on the last podcast where I was like, I was so tired and so exhausted that I literally just could not record my podcast on Friday. It was ridiculous how fatigued I was. I was like, and it just came up and cropped out of nowhere. But on top of like academics and stuff like that, hey, I did good academically. On top of that, it's like financially, I got my refund check back. And I think we will see. I'll have to call the bank and make sure that is my bank status. But a weird clerical error potentially happened with one of my most recent purchases. I purchased recently an Odin 2, an emulator. I talk about this fucking thing all the time because guess what? I'm excited. But I buy this Odin 2. I'm super excited, super juiced up about it. And because it is the company that I am buying it from is Chinese, and obviously I'm an American and I don't buy a whole lot from a Chinese company. It's different. It's not that it's Chinese that is the problem. It's that it's based in China, right? Like, you can have a parent company that owns another company that's based in the United States and the billing will just be perfectly fine. But when it's just some weird off, not off brand, but just weird, obscure company that's based in China, like, your bank is kind of skeptical, or at least my bank is skeptical of that purchase. And so they're like, error, fraudulent purchase alert, deny. And so on Friday, when my refund check cleared, that's what I got. I got like three messages saying like, fraudulent error alert, fraudulent purchase alert. I was like, all right. And it just denied my purchase. And so I said, yes, this is a purchase that I want to make, et cetera, et cetera. And so the bank cleared it. But how the bank cleared it was very weird. It was super weird. I mean, I've never had a fraudulent purchase pretty much be on any of my accounts. But how the bank essentially processed that information was they processed the payments, but they denied the payments to the company, to AYN, the company that I'm buying my Odin 2 from. They blocked the payments, but on my transactional list, they said, yep, purchase went through. But I had five different purchases for the Odin 2. So the AYN Odin 2 cost like $391. And so I had six charges for like $391. And I was like, that is really wrong. But as I looked at my bank statement, how the bank kind of like finessed it was they just added money to my account. And so they added in like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to kind of like equalize the balance. So I had like six charges for the AYN Odin 2 for six different like Odin 2s, but the bank just gave me thousands upon thousands of dollars. So my actual balance was correct. But how they did it was they just added more money to my account to kind of like balance out the charges, if that makes sense. And so, of course, I go back because I haven't purchased it. I've only gotten my payments denied. I go back and I purchase my Odin 2. And the payment goes through. The balance on my account is correct. And I'm, for days, for like the last couple of days, I've been looking at my balance to make sure that nothing weird goes on. And I think it was yesterday. I look at my balance, and it's the exact same amount of money that I had when I got my refund check. Which I was like, huh, that's weird. I look at my email, and I still am looking at my email. But I'm looking at my email, and I'm just like, is AYN going to send me a message? Excuse me, a message saying that the Odin, that my payment hasn't gone through. Like, is that the message that I'm about to receive? Because essentially, it's as if I didn't get charged for the Odin 2 at all. But I have my receipt. I have my receipt because I paid through PayPal and I paid through the AYN store. So I have both my receipt for both. I have my receipt for PayPal and I have my receipt for AYN Odin. For it's AYN, that's the company. The Odin 2 is the product. Sorry if I've been very confusing. But it's like, I look at my bank statement, I look at my email, I look at everything, I'm checking over and over and over again, because I'm like, wait, did they just clerically mess up and refund me the purchase that I actually wanted, but the purchase actually went through? So they just gave me my money back because of a clerical error while the payment still processed and still went through. So technically speaking, I'm about to freaking cop a free Odin 2? I'm essentially about to like buy something that's worth almost $400. Except I'm going to get it for free. I'm like, is that about to happen? I don't even like to say I finessed them. I'm just going to say I got really, really fucking lucky. I'm like, is that what is about to happen? Am I about to get super lucky? The answer is kind of like, yeah. I'm about to get off scot freaking free. Oh my goodness. I was shocked when I was looking at my purchases and all and my balance and my email and stuff like that, and nothing has been canceled and all that good stuff. I'm like, wait, I'm about to freaking get off. I'm about to literally, I don't even like to say I'm about to finesse him, or I'm about to, like, I don't like to say any of this ridiculousness. It's not like I finessed him or did anything smart. It's just that I got super lucky and my bank potentially just made a huge clerical error that I will check with them tomorrow. I'll be like, hey, is this my balance? Is my actual account? Is this my balance? And the hope is they say, yes, this is your balance. And I'm like, great. And then I hang up the phone and then I get to keep my money. I mean, technically speaking, I'm not going to keep my money. I'm going to spend my money on other things. But like, it's like they just gave me a free fucking $300. $400, really. I'm juiced up about it. Super juiced up about it. And then it's like, I got, again, last week, I kid you not, last week, undoubtedly, in the last 5-6 years, it was a hard week, but it was very satisfying. One of the hardest weeks I've ever had, just in regards to fatigue and exhaustion and a little bit of stress, a little bit of worry. Accomplishment-wise, one of the best weeks I've ever had in my entire life. Not even, no cap there. I get my refund check. I make straight A's. I get my Odin 2. I potentially get a refund for purchasing my Odin 2. And now it's like my Odin 2 is, now it's like I have more money to spend on stuff. It's like Jesus Christ, how much more can I get? And then on top of that, the icing on the proverbial cake, after months and months and months and months and months of delays, of setbacks, of problems, vinyl that I ordered from IM8Bit literally almost 2 years ago, it's like a year and a half, it's getting close to a year and a half, but it's like, it's finally gonna be delivered to my house tomorrow. I got an email about it literally on Friday. They were like, here it is. We got your stuff on the way. It's on the way. Don't worry about it. We got it going. In fact, both of the things that I have from I Am 8-Bit is going to be delivered, hopefully in the next week, on top of my AYN Odin 2, on top, unlike other stuff that I plan on ordering. It's like with the refund money, I'm like, shoot, I gotta buy some other stuff. Now, I don't know. It's just very, 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 I'm just so lucky. So lucky. There's been some really, really great stuff happening over the last couple of days for me. So I'm super juiced up about that as well. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah. Again, right? Again, just weird stuff kind of happening overall. But it's like yesterday even, I was supposed to, I don't know when I was supposed to get this. But I was supposed to go out, or not go out, but for the Odin Tube, I was supposed to go, not go, Jesus Christ, I don't know why I'm saying go so much. But for the Odin Tube, I was supposed to get a 512 gigabyte memory card for my Odin Tube. So that way I could put all of my games on it. All of my games on it. And it's like right now, my games folder is sitting at 440 gigabytes. And 2 seconds. And today, technically yesterday, I wasn't at home, but somebody signed for me anyways. But today, in my hand, I got my 512 gigabyte SanDisk Ultra HD, Ultra Micro SDX freaking memory card. So whenever the Odin 2 gets here, I got my fucking memory card. Let me tell you something. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to say life is good. I'm saying life right now, for me, pretty fucking sweet. Jesus Christ. So ready. I am so ready for this semester to be over with. Baldur's Gate 3. I'm coming. Then I have like 8 or 9 games that I want to play. I got like Cyberpunk 2077. I got that DLC. How much? Hold on. How much does that DLC cost? The new one where with the secret agent? Apparently it's like now the game is way better and way more stable as a video game. Hold on. It's like, I don't know how much. Apparently they have like the ultimate Cyberpunk 2077 edition. It's just like, I don't know what that means, but it's like now they have the Phantom Liberty DLC. Plus they have other DLC as well. It's like they've added on. I was looking at terabyte drives, and originally I was going to purchase a 320 something dollar terabyte drive. It was going to be 4 terabytes long, or not even long, but like large. And I was like, I'll buy this instead of getting like a 2 terabyte drive or a 1 terabyte drive, because video games today, they are so large when it comes to file sizes. So fucking large, okay? I don't even know how many fucking files I have when it comes to the games that I have right now. Hold on, let me check. Let me check how many items I got. How many items? I have 835 items in my ROMs folder. It's also like BIOS files as well. So it's like, it's a lot of files overall, right? But it's like, let's just get rid of like 100 files just because I have a lot of BIOS files in my folder. Still, I have over 700 games now, freaking, you know, that are, we'll even scalp that as well. We'll just say I have 600 games. I have like 600 games. That is a lot, by the way. I have like 600 games just ready to go, 440 gigabytes, right? And I get it, like, PS2 games are 4 gigabytes and 2 gigabytes large and stuff like that. But Jesus Christ, why are video games now, like, 100 plus? Cyberpunk 2077 is 160 gigabytes. Why? Why is that a thing? I mean, I get it because of all of the updates. But still, it's like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Why are you such a large file? It's like I have no space on my hard drive for my PS5 at all. And I have like 5 or 6 games that I want to be able to play. And I can't even, you know what? I wanted to download Mafia 2, the definitive edition, because Mafia 2 is one of my favorite games ever. But it's like Mafia 2, I can't download because Mafia 2 is 50 gigabytes. Literally the new Persona 3 Reload game, new next gen, came out in February. Let me turn on my ceiling fan because I'm getting hot and bothered. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I'm frustrated. But the new Persona game that came out 2 months ago, that game is 23 gigabytes long. How is that game 23 gigabytes, but the freaking Mafia 2 that came out on the PS3 is fucking 50 gigabytes long? The definitive edition. I don't understand that. The Witcher 3 is 50 gigs. How is the Witcher 3, the definitive edition on PS5, is 50 gigabytes long? That's the size that I expect. It's the Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is a massive video game. And it's like, I got other games that aren't even, what is in the Mafia 3, the Mafia, not Mafia 3, Mafia 2 file that makes it 50 gigabytes long? I don't understand that. So, I'm now having to buy a new external, or it's technically called a memory expansion, and there's a bunch of them out there, but I needed a 2 terabyte one because I was doing the math. I was like, if a game is like 100 gigs, I can have 20 games on it on my PS5 at one point in time. Really, probably a little bit less, just because it's like there's games that are easily over 100 gigs, excuse me. But at the very least, at the very fucking least, I won't have to be like, ooh, I got, what game am I going to download? What game am I going to delete today? So that way I can fucking play like one of the other games. I can't use my physical games library. You want to know the frustrating part about having so many PS4 games right now that are just ready to play? Want to know the frustrating part? I cannot play them. Do you want to know why I can't play these PS4 games? Because I don't have any memory on my PS5. I waited years upon years upon years to upgrade the SSD, the solid state drive of my PS4. That was simple and easy to fix. And Sony kind of made it, thankfully, for it to be easy and to fix. I'm not really blaming Sony. I'm blaming some of these developers that are having like these humongous games. But I waited years and I got a 4 terabyte hard drive. Never had to think about memory. Never had to think about games, things of that nature ever again. I just got all of my games onto my PS4 and then just ran all of my games, didn't have to swap out games, didn't have to delete games, didn't have to do any of that mess. And now it's like every single time I fucking download a game, I'm like, what game am I gonna delete? Literally, when I freaking started up Persona 3, I had to delete more games. And the problem is, it takes forever to put them on your PS5, and then you have to update them because every single game has a day one patch, and then they have ensuing patches for the day one patch as well. I'm very frustrated with the status and the state of storage on consoles. It's ridiculous. It's like, what's the point of owning a physical game if I can't just put it in my fucking console and then have the console read the game disc, be like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. Oh, this game is the game that you fucking bought. Here it is. Let's fucking play it. What's the point of doing that if the fucking game that I fucking have doesn't fucking, just doesn't fucking, I don't know. If I can't fucking have like 20 games on fucking deck, if I can't fucking just insert my fucking game into my PS5, play my PS5, play my games on my PS5. It's absurd. Absurd. Again, I don't really blame Sony. I blame the developers. I partially blame Sony because for some weird reason, they don't have a storage, an internal storage state drive that's like, well, that's well over a terabyte long. And they go for this, like, what is it? This new solid state drive that helps loading. And I'm like, bitch, you're a fucking next generation console. It's like, you're kind of supposed to have like fast load times. I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Sorry, I had to take a swig of my water. I will say this. I don't know about Xbox Series X. I don't really know anything about it. I think the console, to be honest with you, is a bit of a joke. The name says it all. But I like that Sony allows for a natural progression into memory expansion. They did this with the PS5 or the PS4. You could essentially just buy a compatible laptop SSD drive or SSD, yeah, an SSD drive and then just replace it. It was a simple process. You just unplug some stuff, unscrew some stuff, you remove the front panel, boom. You get to essentially have a 4 terabyte drive like that. PS5 is a little bit similar, but also a little bit more difficult as well. But it's kind of similar. It's like bada bing, bada boom. You remove the faceplate, move one of the panels, remove the dust cover or whatever it is, and then you put in your new memory expansion, and then it formats it, and then boom, new fucking drive. I think it's awesome. But I also wish that one of the solutions was one of the two. Sony would have more memory, or not memory, but storage, or realistically, some of these developers get better at managing how large your games are on these consoles. My God, it's insane how large some of these consoles are. These games are on consoles. Whew, man. Anyways, super excited. I'm like, after that rant, I'm like, anyways, I'm super excited. Super excited about just... As cringy as it is, let me take off my shirt. It's hot. That wasn't what I was going to say. Not as cringy as it is, let me take off my shirt. As cringy as it is, though, I am excited about the prospects of life going forward. For me, at least. Because it's like I get all of the stuff that I want for next semester and for the ensuingness of college. It's like I'm about to get more notebooks as well. Not secretly. Oh, wait, I just found an even cheaper fucking storage thing. That's like $10 cheaper. Huh. All right. I was wondering where this was. I've been looking at external memory cards all day long. Or not all day, but like for the last couple of hours. And I was looking for this exact one. And, oh my gosh. It's like $160 something dollars. It's like the other one that I have is like $179. And I was like, I was looking for an internal solid straight drive. I was looking for a memory expansion drive, whatever it is, that is kind of like licensed. It has the heat sink, right? It has it, yeah. But also at the exact same time, I wanted it at $150 because I saw one that was $150 at one point in time. But for some weird reason, they've gone up in price. And so now it's like they're $170, $180, $190. And the new one that I just found by just for some weird reason scrolling on Amazon, the new one I found is like it's $167. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. At one point, I want an MP3 player, like a portable one, but it's expensive, the one that I want. And I also want a new turntable, but again, it's also expensive. But gosh, man. Life right now, for me, pretty fucking sweet. pretty fucking sweet. Especially when I get out of this fucking disaster of a goddamn chair. This chair that I'm sitting in right now, completely and utterly falling apart, sucks, 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 sucks. I'm not happy about it whatsoever. Hold on. Sorry. The Dodgers are playing and I'm keeping up with the score right now. Let me just Google a little bit here really fast. Hold on. But this chair fucking sucks because my bank essentially refunded me for my Odin 2. I'm thinking about getting another chair as well. The chair that I've kind of wanted, the chair that I've heard about, I'm like, I'll just get that one instead. And it's the one with mesh, with like the breathable mesh. And it's the one that reclines. The chair that I'm sitting in right now is static. And by the way, this fucking chair is it cannot recline. You know how like some chairs, they have like a bit of give. So when you sit in them and you like push your back back, they lean back with you. This chair doesn't fucking do that at all. What it does is it just fucking stays the way that it is. And unless, like, what I had to do was I had to unscrew screws. I had to, like essentially borderline, I mean, the chair is broken right now. But, like, I had to unscrew screws for it. So that way I could, like, lean back a little bit in the chair. Problem now is that it's permanently tilted back. So I have to sit up straight without any back support. Furthermore, all of the cushion on the chair is gone. It is so uncomfortable right now. I hate sitting in this chair. It is uncomfortable beyond belief. And I was like, I don't know if I'll get a new chair. And then it's just like literally a couple of days it broke. And now it's like I have to move the fucking armrests every once in a while because they're so bad, because they're unscrewed, because I had to unscrew them, because the chair won't let me lean back unless I unscrew the armrests. It's ridiculous. But I am excited to get a new chair. I love how I always, like, complain. And then I always top off with, like, yeah, I'm excited. Please do not tell me that my internet is just shot. Hold on. I would be super... I'm going to be super fucking annoyed if, after all of that ranting and raving I just did, that my internet just does not work. There is this issue late into the night last night, early into the morning, as well as literally all today. Okay, good. It's only Twitter. I was like, please don't have me. I've just spent 30 minutes and I have a midterm to do. I don't know of any place with internet. Don't make me fucking leave and find internet. Gosh. All right, let's listen to some Beyonce and let's talk about Beyonce. Beyonce. So Beyonce came out with probably the best, if not one of the best albums of the year, especially and specifically when you consider kind of like mainstream appeal. It's probably the best or one of the best or as the what just happened to what just happened to my Dodgers? What just happened to my Dodgers? As fucking Michael Bush, as the fucking Cubs just went up 3-0 against the Dodgers in the bottom of the first. What the fuck just happened? Dodgers are down three runs. It's the bottom of the first. It was like 0-0, like literally 5 minutes ago. Now it's, oh, they're down 3-0, two outs. I'm like, what just happened? Ridiculous. Anyways, Beyonce came out with Cowboy Carter last week. If I can have a nice deviation, it is on topic, so that way we don't spend 30 minutes talking about things that have nothing to do with this album, because I just did that. I want Cowboy Carter on vinyl. I'm super excited about it. I love Cowboy Carter. I think it's a fantastic album. Here's my issue with Cowboy Carter on vinyl. It does not have all of the songs on the actual album. It does not, which is a bit of a shame and a bit of an issue, at least in my opinion, with the album itself. There's multiple different editions of it, and not all of them have the entire album on it. And I want to buy the album on vinyl. I love vinyl. I mean, I literally talked about getting a new record player literally today. But I do not like how there isn't like all of the tracks. There's 19 tracks on it. There is 27 total tracks on the actual album itself. And it's missing like Yaya. It's missing like big songs too. It's not like it's missing little bitty songs. It's missing big songs. Let me see. Where is it? I don't know. It could be missing some of the interludes and things of that nature, but I'm just, this year and last year has kind of, no, not last year, but this year has kind of been this, I've had issues with some of the album releases on vinyl from various artists, Beyonce now being one of them, Olivia Rodrigo releasing the Guts Deluxe album, Spilled Guts, I think that's what it's called. And now you have Beyonce and Taylor Swift having multiple different releases of their respective vinyl with multiple different tracks either missing or on their vinyl. And it's just something that I cannot get behind whatsoever at this point. And it's something that I will continue to not get behind whatsoever. It's just, it is mega, 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 mega frustrating to have artists who I actually love, who I actually adore, who I think is fantastic and I think is great. I love their music. I love their art. But, oh man, it's just so frustrating. Wait, did you hear that? No. Sorry, I just got this ad from frickin' Reddit. But it's just so frustrating for me to have so many artists who I love, who I adore, make music that I want to listen to, that I want to enjoy, that I want to consume, but they then put up so many different kind of horrible paywalls for their music. And it's just like, usually, like when I got into vinyl like 4 years ago, I sprinted to buy people's albums. I sprinted to buy Evermore on vinyl. I was super excited for that release. And now I'm excited for the release of the music, just as I was excited for Cowboy Carter. But what I'm not excited for is the vinyl release, because the vinyl release is lacking. It's lacking some of the other songs that are supposed to be on this album. That's my issue with it. I'm just like, guys, can we have some continuity with some of the releases, please? Beyonce, Taylor Swift. The theory on Beyonce, though, is that Beyonce re-recorded and/or added tracks to Cowboy Carter, and that's why some of the tracks are missing from the vinyl, because she added in multiple different tracks. And she pressed the vinyl months out, which makes sense, by the way. Because it's not like you can just literally press hundreds of thousands of vinyl literally within like 2 weeks or a month or whatever. Because of just how little vinyl pressing plants there are, you have to essentially have requests be made weeks and or months in advance. Really not weeks, but months in advance. So it makes sense, right? She handed in her final album. She had the Super Bowl commercial, right? Apparently, she was recording music for it up until a couple of weeks ago. Which, let me just check and see if that's correct here. What was the Miley Cyrus song? Shotgun Writer, Most Wanted? I mean, it's true. No, I found it. It's just, I don't know, because reportedly Miley Cyrus was working on Most Wanted weeks ago, like in and around like in March or something like that. But Most Wanted, the song that she's on, is on the album. the vinyl version of it. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. There hasn't been a clear reason. Like, Beyonce hasn't been like, hey, guys, this is the reason why the vinyl release is missing all of these songs on it. I don't know why. I don't know. But I'm not happy about it. Hold on. Why is Kahoot trending in the United States? Kahoot is like, what is this? Sorry. I don't know why. Oh, everybody's talking about how colors are reminding them of Kahoot, which the only reason why I know of Kahoot is literally because of college and how obnoxious. Literally, it's because of one professor who uses it all of the time, and it's just so annoying. Let me check and see if Beyonce didn't tweet out something. Did Beyonce tweet something out about this? No, she did not. She did not. So, let's now actually talk about the album instead of kind of like dancing around the album. So, Beyonce release, to me, ironically enough, after her very extensive career in R&B, in soul, in somewhat hip-hop as well, Beyonce releases a country album called Cowboy Carter a couple of weeks ago to rave reviews to, I mean, she's like resetting records at this point when it comes to Spotify, and she has, I think, the most streamed album right now in 2024, which is great. You love seeing not only great music be perceived well, like it's perceived as, wow, this is a great album, but also to it be consumed by a lot of people. Like, that's the dream. That's the hope. That it's like, all right, this album is great. It's fantastic. A lot of people like it, or a lot of critics like it because it's a great piece of art, but at the exact same time, it is being consumed by a lot of people, which a lot of art, unfortunately, just doesn't get consumed. It's sometimes it's very cut and dry, bare bones, bare minimum, boring pieces of art that get consumed by a lot of people. And now it's like Beyonce's newest album is kind of is different significantly because it's like, oh, a lot of people are listening to it. And so I was a little bit confused last week. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, she comes out, absolutely killed it, absolutely in love with the album. And my first thought in and around some parts, not my first part, but like at the beginning of my listening to that album, I thought to myself, I was like, is this Beyonce's best work ever? Is this it? Is this the peak of her career in about 20 years? And I was a bit on the fence about it because I was like, I don't know, but it feels right. It's close. I'm not sure. And I'm also listening to it. I'm listening to it and having to give out my thoughts instead of listening to it multiple times and then giving my thoughts and then sleeping on it. It's instant reaction. It's a buzz. Boom. It's hard to kind of like draw conclusions. Conclusions that I would agree with, you know, when I make them, but also conclusions, you know, weeks, months, and years out past that album's initial release. And I said to myself, you know what, not even really saying it out loud, but I was like, you know what, let me kind of listen to this while I'm really doing a whole lot of different stuff. While I'm doing a whole lot of different stuff, excuse me, but while I'm specifically studying for my test that I absolutely knocked out of the fucking pack with yacht on that one. As I was studying, I was you know, I was listening to Cowboy Carter doing all that good stuff, enjoying it. And I listened to it cover to cover. First time I did that, by the way, because it's like I don't listen to albums cover to cover anymore, because there are times where I'm just like, oh my Christ, this is horrendous. I cannot listen to this album anymore. I would rather die before I listen to this album cover to cover. And so I stopped that. I think I listened to like five tracks now for the most part. Five tracks, three tracks. Kind of depends on realistically how good the album was. And I think I listened to maybe six, seven, maybe eight tracks by Beyonce last week. And I was trying to like draw conclusions, and I was constantly just like playing songs, not really giving out any type of analysis, or I don't want to say criticism, but observations. I really wasn't giving anything. I was waiting. I was like, I think this is one of her best albums she's ever written and ever produced and ever made, but I can't really figure out if it's better than Homecoming, which I think is her best. And also Renaissance as well. There's so many different elements to Cowboy Carter. However, I think at this point in time, I think it is her best work, and I don't really think that it's particularly close. Feels weird to say that when she has so much great music in her discography. I feel like it's probably, it's not, I was about to say it's like on the level of To Pimp a Butterfly, or I don't, To Pimp a Butterfly isn't my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. It's Good Kid, Mad City. But if I was to essentially like put Cowboy Carter in the rank of like one of the greatest, like where would I rank it in a tier list? And I would rank it as like one of the greatest albums ever created and written and produced and made. And I feel like Beyonce has some great music. I feel like she is a fantastic, phenomenal artist. And anyone who thinks that Beyonce is basic, or I don't know her perception, but it feels like whenever people want to talk about specifically and especially certain artists like Taylor Swift or Beyonce, they're like, I haven't listened to any of her music, but I hate all of her music. You know what I mean? Like, that's sometimes this weird connection that people will have whenever they dislike an artist, specifically Beyonce. They'll be like, I don't like her music, but I've never listened to an album cover to cover. And it's just like, well, you don't understand anything about the artist then. I don't know. It's just her kind of like theme in these new Renaissance albums of reappropriating stolen music from African-American culture is so fantastic. And the response, just the raw response from people who do not think that Beyonce is country, which is absolutely unequivocally hilarious, because there's literally people that have never even like lived in the country that create country music, because there's a certain theme and aesthetic about country music that's boring and consistent. It's boringly consistent. But that theme, Beyonce, you know what I didn't hear Beyonce talk about? I didn't hear fucking Beyonce talk. Like, I didn't hear Beyonce. It was so refreshing to not hear fucking Beyonce talk about fucking cowboy boots and jeans and shit like that. It was so refreshing. It was a country album that didn't really sound like a contemporary country album, because thank God it's not. And I see so many people freak out about, oh, this isn't a country album because it doesn't talk about, because it's made by Beyonce or whatever. It's just like, obviously these people don't understand music. But then B, the country music that they then play is so boring and monotonous and ridiculous. I was like, oh my God, this person just doesn't even get what good music is. And one such thing was this young lady putting out this very milquetoast boring track. Or she was making this TikTok with the backing of this very boring and monotonous track that I would be like if you played this track to me, I would have been like, that's what country music sounds like. Contemporary. What is it? Big Stadium or whatever it's called. That's what it sounds like. Boring, predictable, sounds like some type of an off brand of pop, but it's supposed to be country. And I have a clip for it. I have a little bit of a clip, but it literally boom, boom. Is this, what is it? Hold on. Hold on. Let me try and see if I can't find it really fast. I have the TikTok, but it's cut out. Hold on. What is it? Give me 2 seconds. Is this it? Give me 2 seconds. I just got an ad. I got a 15-second ad. Oh, yeah. I think I got it. Hold on. Yeah, got it. Yeah. All right. So, oh, gosh. So, this girl responds to Beyonce's newest album and says, thanks, Beyonce. Now everyone thinks they can make, in quotations, country music. And the song that she picks is this one. This is the song that she makes. Or this is the song that she thinks is uberly country or whatever. Which, by the way, before I even get into it, it is country music. It's just not good country music or good music, in my opinion. It's average. It's pop. It's pop rock, or maybe not pop rock, because there's some fun pop rock. It's pop country music. It's boring. It's predictable. It's milquetoast. On the porch for you, sat there alone. Oh, yeah. And porch. Swing, literally, it's just these weird buzzwords that you will always, always find within country music. It's porch, beer, country, hay, truck, trailer. What is it? What else is another one? It's either and they also have words do you remember or something like that. I don't know. But here's the song that she plays. Oh my god, I got it. Hold on. I'll replay it. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Dude. The empty cans one, I was like, oh my, when I saw empty cans on that next verse, I was like, oh my god, boom, there it is. Literally a reference to beer. I was like, come on, bro. Come on. How easy is it to predict this shit? Anyways, going back. I'll play it again. The back, empty cans, and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, wash up in Austin. Dude, literally, that song is a perfect encapsulation of what I was talking about. Literally, she talks about him fucking having his bum-ass truck break down, having empty cans, drinking whiskey. Probably should have mentioned whiskey as well, but hey. You get the point, right? There are certain words or phrases that are overdone, that are overused, that make country music very repetitive and predictable. And that's the song that this person uses to essentially bash Beyonce and be like, Beyonce's album isn't real country. And I was like, okay, is this real country? Is this the fucking... I was like, that's the song you want to use to represent that that's real country? That song fucking sucked. I literally predicted like two lines without even going into it, with going into it, excuse me, blind, without knowing anything about it prior. Literally was able to talk about how it was going to talk about beer cans and also some truck. Riverdance, Beyonce. As I, ironically enough, get the Beyonce Super Bowl ad. This is like a house music blend of country music. Really, Beyonce's album is so much like detached from country music, contemporary country music, that it's like, how should I put this? That it doesn't even like, it doesn't sound like it's country music because it's kind of not, because it's not what we just listened to. I don't know. Riverdance, Beyonce, coming up next. One of my favorite songs on the album, by the way.
Shit, dang. We dance. Bounce on this shit, dang. We dance. Bounce. that shit, dang. Do that dang. Bounce on that shit now. Dang. Dang. Running through the river. Running through the river with you, dance. Running through the river. Running through the river. Running through the river with you, dance. Running through the river. Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, no hands.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. One of my favorite tracks on the album, River Dance. Interesting little kind of like tidbit about that song, the chicka 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 chicka, that sound that she was using is this very interesting sound that Dolly Parton kind of used when she was making music. I guess she still makes music. But here's, like, Dolly Parton kind of explaining it, like, what that sound is.
I write a lot of songs when I don't have my guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, I beat around on the dashboard in my car when I'm riding around writing uh-huh. songs. But then I have a little rhythm that we can do with these acrylic nails. Can you do that?
Yep.
Oh, good. You want to play a little song for them? Get up okay. close to your microphone. We're mic'd right down in here. Get up close to it. Okay.
That's cute.
Can you hear that?
See, we did plan this, but we didn't know how it was going
to
sound.
Well, we were planning to see if we could do something like, Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Wait, Patty.
And so Beyonce uses, or more specifically used, that sound that she had. That Dolly Parton, I guess, found, or she uses the acrylic nails, that scratching sound that happens when you rub those nails together to make that chicka 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 sound in it, right? Like, it kind of sounds like, to be honest with you, it sounds like to me like a little bit of like a rattlesnake sound. But here's like a little bit of the song a little bit before that. There it is.
Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, no hands.
You get the point, right? Even the lyrics that Dolly Parton on that song, the Mama's Little Children, dunna, 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 Mama's Little Children. Well, I don't even know what she was saying. But even that little song that she was kind of making, that song, right, that she's singing with, she's being interviewed on I guess Patti LaBelle's show. I don't know. Or she's playing Shortened Bread. Shortening Bread. I don't know anything about country music. But what I do know is that Beyonce's album is pretty doggone good. But here she is, like, kind of going back and playing that song that she was playing.
Let's see if we can do something like, Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Wait.
Anyways, when I heard like that little like I don't even know what it is. They were kind of like singing together and stuff like that. When I heard that, I was like, dude, I haven't heard shit like that ever. Like, come out of like a contemporary artist when it comes to this specific genre of music. I think Beyonce is in for yet another year of just, what's the word, of accolades. I think she's in for yet another year of just success overall. She's going to have another tour, obviously. Apparently, American Requiem, the first track off of the album, she played at the beginning of every single concert for the Renaissance tour. Apparently, she played like a little bit of it. Not obviously the complete version of it, but a little bit of it. Which I think is interesting, and obviously nobody picked up off of it because they would have freaked out, because they would have been like, oh my god, Beyonce has a new album. But Beyonce, I mean, this to me is her best work. I think that it is, man, I think that it's probably one of the best albums to come out
in the last 10 years, especially and specifically by like a mainstream artist. I think it's like To Pimp a Butterfly, Good Kid, Mad City, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, Cowboy Carter, like a couple of other albums as well. I've just come out in like the last, you know what? I'll put the Pretty Reckless's Death by Rock and Roll as well. I think they're all fantastic. It's just, to me, it's easily one of the best albums that she's ever made. Excuse me, it is the best album that she's ever made. Anyways. Let's listen to this J. Cole diss track that she has on, that he has on Kendrick Lamar, and then we'll wrap it up. Because I've already seen like a little bit of like half of it. What's it called? What is it? Oh, God. When I put in J. Cole diss Kendrick, I put in reaction just because that was like the search engine and stuff like that. But I didn't realize it was like, oh, gosh. Oh, here it is. 7 minute drill. Here it is. Sorry. Here's the song. He has a full album that we'll listen to next week. It's just I literally have so little time to get so much work done. So I'm going to kind of like postpone that, and we'll listen to that in and of itself in about a week. Really less than a week, in like 5 days on Friday of next week. But here's J. Cole's first track off of his newest album, 7 Minute Drill. Off of Might Delete Later. But here it is. We'll talk about it. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta unmute it on YouTube. Here it is.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a... I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect...
What the fuck just happened? It's like it just skipped, like, two lines or something like that. I don't know. Let me go back really fast.
Like the Simpsons, your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard burst like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, it's that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor. Conductor. Conductor.
I
got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't at niggas, we get at niggas, shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with the God who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot to back niggas down. Back in the town where they whipping, working, trafficking pounds. My jack jumping bout a rap, I'm making blasts from his sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classics right now. Let me chill out, man.
Conductor.
Fall off on the way, nigga.
Okay. That is 7-Minute Drill, J. Cole. By the way, I'm watching the NCAA tournament. I'm going to be shocked if Iowa doesn't win this game. And the reason why is that already there's some tomfoolery, some foolishness going on with officials right now. Looks like they're just not going to call any fouls on South Carolina or for South Carolina. Oh, gosh. What can I say about J. Cole's song? I saw the bars for it. And, man, interesting song. He had some nice bars on it. But, and I'll say this about rap beef. It feels like, not just about rap beef, but the perception around rap and hip-hop is kind of changing from like, it feels like everybody's kind of like gaslighting themselves. It feels like everybody's like, oh man, this rapper, he's spitting some awesome bars. This is heat. This is hot, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's like, I listen to it and I'm like, are you guys deaf? Like, what? You think this is good? They're like, yeah. It's awesome. It's hot. It's great, et cetera, et cetera. It's great. It's new. I also get people that'll just come up with weird stuff about certain artists. Like Kendrick Lamar is a very interesting artist because he is an artist that is, it's weird to describe. He is a kind of a mainstream artist, but he's also kind of not a mainstream artist, especially by some of the work that he's done. It's a very weird like concoction and collaboration. It's very weird kind of what Kendrick Lamar does. But Kendrick is definitely what I would consider not to be in the mainstream of hip-hop. I don't think that a lot of people are trying to emulate what he sounds like as an artist. I think people are trying to sound like either Lil Baby or who else? Like a lot of drill music, Future, and 21 Savage, I think. I think those are kind of the main inspiration for a lot of art when it comes to hip hop currently. Do I like it? No, not really. But I can acknowledge that that's reality. With J. Cole's art, with J. Cole's newest song, I'm not happy with the way that it's perceived by fans, especially because I'll listen to it. Because I saw some of the bars, right? The bars are, he's still doing shows, but he fell off like The Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. He's referencing Good Kid, Mad City, which I can agree. Your last shit was tragic, which is To Pimp a Butterfly. Your second shit put brothers to sleep, but they gassed it. No. Your last shit was tragic, which was Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Your second shit put brothers to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. He's talking about Damn. I was trailing right behind. I just now hit mine, referencing Prime. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. If I can kind of break down some of those bars here. I am not really that big of a fan of J. Cole. I haven't listened to any of his artists or art, not art, Jesus Christ. I haven't listened to any of his albums. So I can't really confirm or deny like how good his music is. We'll listen to I Might Delete This Later next week. But without even listening to that album or any of his other albums, I can pretty much guarantee that he has nothing that is anywhere close to To Pimp a Butterfly. Maybe he has something that's close to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which are great, and Damn, which in my opinion are great albums. But in no way, shape, or form does he have anything close to Good Kid, Mad City or To Pimp a Butterfly, two of his last albums. And I'm curious to see if he has one great album in his discography, which is Cap. Like, it's Cap that he said on the song that he was close to Kendrick Lamar. His second album put dudes to sleep, and his last album was terrible. I'm like, J. Cole. J. Cole. J. Cap. Stop capping. Why are you saying this? Why? Why are you doing this to me, J. Cole? And I saw people online defending these bars. These bars especially are like the root of the controversy, at least for me, because I'm like, you think To Pimp a Butterfly put dudes to sleep and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was terrible? I can't wait to hear J. Cole's newest album. I can't wait to hear it. But J. Cole. Not J. Cole, excuse me. But that bar and those verses, people ate up like I've never seen before. And dudes were like, who cares if J. Cole is lying? It's just like, well, that's not really, like, the whole point. And it's just like, have people just completely missed what the fuck rap beef is? Like, you just cannot create lies in a rap beef. That's not how that works. You systemically, truthfully deconstruct your opponent through hot fire, through bars. That's how a rap beef gets started and ended. If it was as simple and as easy, hey, let's just lie about this person, then everybody would just be lying in every single rap beef. It's like, are people so untalented and not able to, like, understand what hip-hop is about and things of that nature that they literally now have to lie on their bars? By the way, this song was in reference to Kendrick Lamar's diss on not only J. Cole, but Drake as well, which he has had consistent issues with Drake for the better part of a decade. Ironically enough, one of his best songs with Drake. Isn't it Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe? Or was that the song that he had with J. Cole? Not J. Cole, excuse me, but Jay-Z, sorry. Honestly, I'll say this, not to get super off topic, but honestly, Good Kid, Mad City has some really, really fucking awesome features by Kendrick Lamar on it. Like, it has Mary J. Blige, it has Jay-Z, I was about to say J. Cole again. It has Dr. Dre on it. Keeping it G ain't nothing. You ain't gonna like it because the hood gonna love it. Who is it? J-Rock. It has J-Rock on it. It has some really, really awesome bars on it. But was it Bitch Don't Kill My... No, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe was Jay-Z. Then who was it? What was the song with Drake on it? I haven't listened to Good Kid, Mad City in a little bit. It's Poetic Justice. Yeah. I love Poetic Justice. But Kendrick has had issues with Drake for around a decade, probably. And to see, like, to see Drake essentially not respond whatsoever, because we all know that he cannot. He's literally an artist that is infamous for using ghostwriters to write his own material. And so it's just like, before he would even have to respond, he would have to consult with his ghostwriters to then have them write a response. Anyways. Oh, gosh. Anything else about that song? Oh, yeah. How he talks about how he was trailing behind Kendrick Lamar. That's cap. Now he's front in line. We'll see next week. But I don't know. I cringe at, like, this whole verse, the first verse, the infamous verse, it's just so cringe. It's so, I was about to say unnecessary. It's unnecessary because he's not telling the truth, and he's not fucking, like, I don't know one J. Cole album. I don't know. I only know the song, the album that Role Models came off of. And that's because whenever I listen to the song Role Models, which is a really fun and interesting J. Cole song, that's the only song that I know from J. Cole. But it's like, beyond that, I don't really know of a lot of songs from J. Cole, to be honest with you. I can't really rate or judge his music because I don't know that much about him. And so I think that the concept of him being like, I'm in my prime, I'm heated, I'm goated, I'm this, I'm that, is a bit ridiculous. And then also the prospect of him saying like, nobody cares about your music, Kendrick Lamar, I'm better than you, da 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 da. But it's just like, dude, like 6 months ago, you were talking about how it was you, Drake, and Kendrick who were the big three of hip hop. And I was like, there's inconsistencies there, you know? It's like you're lying, obviously. And I was watching Anthony Fantano's reaction to it, because I love Anthony Fantano when he goes in on artists, and I was like, he's 1,000% going to go on J. Cole because of this foolishness. But his reaction was like, it feels like J. Cole did not want to respond to this to Kendrick Lamar. And I completely agree. I think J. Cole wants to be perceived on Kendrick Lamar's level, if not higher and better than Kendrick Lamar, which I don't think that's the case. It's going to be interesting, though, to see if Kendrick Lamar responds to J. Cole's response. But overall, this album is, not album, but this track is like, it's just riddled with lies and inconsistencies. And I'm just like, I disagree sharply with it. I disagree that it's awesome that he killed Kendrick. How is that not a foul? Thank you. It's like these officials are just god awful. But I don't understand it. I don't understand how people can be like, this is a great album, or not this is a great album, but this is a great song. It's fantastic. He killed them. I'm like, eh. Cap. Anyways, I'm peacing out for today. I'll see you tomorrow because this podcast is super late, where I will talk about sports. 24's podcast.